In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee. The facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brother, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salaam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We are in the night of Qadr, the night of destiny. Please keep us in your prayer, and by Allah's name, we'll start today's special.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr, bil'afwi tatina.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr.
Today, Sunday, is the 22nd of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the date of Laylatul Qadr. We ask all of our listeners, dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us in your prayers and du'as.
Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan, Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan, Zidna Min Al-Iman, Fi Laylat Al-Qadri.
Laylatul Qadr is a night of great blessing in which Allah showers His mercy upon those of His believers whom sincerely and faithfully love and obey His will. It is a night which is commonly associated with the revelation of the Holy Quran, but also has other meanings which are all deeply rooted in Allah's attribute of Rahmaniyah. From the verses of the Holy Quran, chapter 97, verse 1-6, we are made to understand that Laylatul Qadr literally means the night of decree or the night of power. It is a night which is of greater value than 1,000 months, being the highest numerical figure in Arabic, and in which the angels descended upon the earth and helped to breathe a new life into mankind. We also know from another place in the Holy Quran, chapter 44, verse 40, that it is a blessed night, Laylatul Mubarakah.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to talk about the eves of decree, Layali al-Qadr. And at the same time, we find that the fate and the destiny of everybody is determined on the eve of Qadr, on Laylat al-Qadr, on the eve of decree. So it's asserted in Islamic teachings that pious people should be attentive to not sleeping and, keeping vigil on such nights for praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Holy Quran, or doing the rites and rituals, performing religious obligations and duties on such a night in order to be able to receive and to absorb as much divine grace as possible. And what's important in this connection is simply that, according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anybody who is deprived of the graces of the eve of decree has already been deprived of all graces, in the entirety. One of the good practices on the eve of decree is, doing good, both to oneself and to one's peers and one's relatives, one's neighbors, and those people to whom everybody is expected to do good, in general. Because of this, we find that Laylat al-Qadr or Eve of Decree has been a special opportunity about which there are many, many indications and hadiths in Islamic teachings. We hope to be able to appreciate the beauty and grace of Laylat al-Qadr. Thank you.
This is today's special by IRIB English Radio, and thank you for accompanying us. Selection of the most suitable deeds. One of the deeds is crying and shedding tears during Laylatul Qadr. For the prudent wayfarer who desires that during these nights his fear, humility, tears, crying, anguish, and lamentation be increased as much as possible, one of the best methods is that he should place his head against a wall. Sometimes he should stand and sometimes he should cry, should imagine himself at the scene of Judgment Day. And the way sinners are rebuked with harshness, should rebuke himself accordingly. Then he should look towards his right, imagining about the companions of the right hand, and should think about their splendor, majesty, features, virtues. Then he should look towards the left, imagining about the companions of the left hand, should regret himself among them, thinking about their tortures and painful condition with blackened faces. Then he should cry, O thou art the most compassionate, and thou who are the shelter of unsheltered ones. We welcome Laylatul Qadr, and now prayer for understanding the nights of Qadr and Fitr in this part. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important prayers and requests which a fast observer should not forget, and from the very beginning of the holy month every night, day, and every available opportunity, should beseech Allah, the Glorious and the Exalted, is to bestow upon him the divine grace for worshipping, servitude, and night vigil during the nights of Qadr and Fitr. And if a fast observer beseeches him honestly and sincerely, undoubtedly Allah will respond to his request and would not deny him his desires for having the divine grace. And the one who has trust in Allah and the Holy Quran in order to be sure for its attainment would be ready to spend that entire year in worshipping, night vigil, and asceticism. Did not the Holy Quran consider that night better than 1,000 months, which are longer than 80 years? Would not be efforts and endeavors of a 1 year be accomplished the bonus and reward of 80 years? Whatever has been said about the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, is also valid for the day and night of Eid al-Fitr, because Imam Sajjad has narrated that this night is not less value than the night of power, Laylatul Qadr.
How many nights of power do we have? Nights of destiny do we have? Three or one? The ulama, they differ in this. There's two views. Some ulama say there's only one night of Qadr. Only one Laylatul Qadr. Others, they say there's three. So the first view that most ulama believe in is that there's only one night. So if there's only one night, why do we celebrate this night in three nights? The 19th of Ramadan, the 21st, and the 23rd night of Ramadan. Why? Well, the reason behind that, brothers and sisters, is because we have conflicting reports from the Imams and from the Holy Prophet about which night is Laylatul Qadr. We have traditions that say it's the 19th. We have traditions that say it's the 21st. And we have traditions that state it's the 23rd. So when I, as a scholar, I come to read that hadith, I see there's a hadith for each night. So we're not sure which night is Laylatul Qadr, because there are conflicting reports about that. But however, most ulama, they agree that most likely Laylatul Qadr is on a night like this, the 23rd night of Ramadan. And that's why if you see, they call it Laylatul Qadr al-Kubra, the big Laylatul Qadr. There's only one Laylatul Qadr. It's called the big one because most likely this is the real Laylatul Qadr. And I'll just read hadiths that the ulama, they refer to in believing that the 23rd night is the true Laylatul Qadr. The first hadith is called Hadithul Juhani. It's a very famous hadith. And basically what it is that there was a man by the name of Juhani. And he comes to Rasulullah one year during Ramadan. And he tells him, Ya Rasulullah, my house is very far from your masjid. And when I come, I have to bring my animals with me, my sheep, my goats, my camels and horses, whatever I have. And I have to bring all my family with me. And it's a huge family. And I can't come every night during Ramadan because my house is far. So he tells Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, choose one night which is the most important night out of Ramadan, and it's the greatest night out of Ramadan, and I'll come only that night. The narrators, the companions of Rasulullah, they say, we saw Rasulullah, he called Al-Juhani, and he whispered something in his ear. We never heard. And nobody asked Rasulullah what he said. So they said Al-Juhani left. When did he come back? He came back on the 23rd night of Ramadan, and he brought his entire family, telling them that this is the greatest night of Ramadan. And they said every year until he died, he would only come during the 23rd night of Ramadan.
That was all for today's special. Again, we ask you, all brothers and sisters, to keep all of us, all of our colleagues, especially me, in your prayers. We leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Ya ghafir al-khataya, ya kashif al-balaya.
food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and we now present some of the last pieces of advice of the first infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. I advise you and all my children, my relatives, and whosoever receives this message to be conscious of Allah, to remove your differences, and to strengthen your ties. I heard your grandfather, the Prophet, peace be upon him, say, "Reconciliation of your differences is more worthy than all prayers and all fasting."
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition, which has been narrated in the book Misbah al-Sharia from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. As you know, tonight is the night of ordainment, the night of Qadr, in which the destiny and decree of the next year for a human being is written down. And also, we are given the opportunity to repent from our sins that we performed in the year prior to this. So this is a very important night. It's both related to the previous year and it's related to the following year. So we should keep an eye to the sins that we did in the previous year, ask God for forgiveness for them, and also ask God that He write a good decree for us with respect to everything that's going to happen to us in the following year. But one of the things that we should also take note of on this night is being thankful to God, right? For everything that He gave us in the year prior to this, right? And also everything that He gave us in our lives, all the blessings that He gave us. And most importantly, we should thank Him that He gave us the opportunity to once again witness this year. You know, a lot of our friends, a lot of our relatives, they passed away in the year prior to this, and they weren't given the opportunity to once again witness the night of Qadr. Let's look at what true thanksgiving is in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It has been narrated in Misbah al-Sharia, the Lantern of the Path, in what has been attributed to Imam Sadiq, that the Imam said the following: the lowest level of thankfulness is to see the bounty as coming from Allah directly, without attaching the heart to any other cause save Allah Almighty and Exalted. In other words, when we see a blessing and we're given a blessing, we should look at it as having been given to us directly by God. We shouldn't look at the mediums that came between God and ourselves, you know, the various mediums through which this blessing passed until it finally reached us. No, we should imagine it as coming directly from God. Not imagine it as coming directly from God. It really directly comes from God. These mediums, they don't really play the role of any real causes, right? They are just, channels through which God's blessings pass until they finally reach us. In continuation, the Imam says, it consists of being satisfied, meaning true thankfulness consists of being satisfied with what one is given, and also not disobeying Him by means of His bounty, right? So the bounty and the blessing that we're given, we should not disobey God, use it to disobey God. Also, the Imam says, true thankfulness means to not oppose Him in any of His commands and prohibitions as a result of that bounty, right? The bounty that we're given, we shouldn't use it to disobey God in one of His prohibitions. We should be careful that the bounty that He's given us is not used in a wrong way, in a way that we would sin, in a way that would lead to one of God's commandments being disobeyed and not followed. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at true thankfulness in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome back to our Quranic sessions. Let's read and recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with students of Xavier International School and also the Xavier International Schools Network. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, inshallah. Okay. So thank you so much, dear brothers and students, for joining us. Inshallah, God willing, today we will be talking about the last topic in our level one of learn how to read the Quran Kareem. Okay. Inshallah, from the coming sessions, we will go on and start the level two of our Quranic lessons. Okay, inshallah. This is the last topic in our level one. And before we go and start, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa'ajjil farajum.
So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I hope this series of Quranic sessions must have been influential and beneficial for you in terms of learning the Quranic Kareem. So once again, I will repeat the topics that we practiced and covered in this level one of our Learn How to Read Quran Kareem. So if you have missed any of the sessions, you can practice them, okay? You can ask us, and you can also listen to the audios that we had already recorded, yes? So we talked about at the very beginning of this Quranic sessions, we started with the foundation of the language, which was the alphabet letters, yes?
Yeah.
We talked about the pronunciations. We learned them, alhamdulillah, and also the different forms of them, yes? Then we started the short vowels sounds and also long vowel sounds, yes? And also mad letters. Then we started covering tanween. Three different types of tanweens we have. And then the sukun we started, right?
Yeah.
And tashdeed. And after that...
No, we didn't tashdeed.
Tashdeed we didn't
did.
Do?
No, we did.
Ashadda, I mean.
Ashadda.
Oh. Ashadda is the same as tashdeed, okay. So, then, alhamdulillah, these were the very important and basic subjects or topics of learn how to read the Quran Kareem. So... dear students, remember that there are certain letters, okay, that you have to pay attention to them while reading the Quran Kareem. So two groups we have, moon letters and sun letters. So we talk about them and when we meet an alif and a lam, okay? Alif, lam. When we meet alif, lam, we have to pay attention to the letter that comes after it. Yeah. So 14 letters are there. 14 letters are there, which are sun letters and 14 letters... moon letters. Let's read them, okay? How many? Dal, dal, ra, za, sin, shin, sad, dad, ta, la. 10 here, one after another. Starts from dal, ends in la. So then, 11. Ba, ta, ta, and
la.
Tha.
Tha?
Tha. So 12. Next one, lama and noon. That's the rest of the letters, okay? It's easy. The rest of the letters are Qamari letters. Hamza is as well there. So what are the rest of the letters?
Allah knows.
Hamza, Hamza, Ba, yeah? Hamza, Ba,
ba.
Jim,
Jim,
Ha, Ha, Ayn,
Ghain,
Fa,
Qaf, Kaf, Lam, Lam, no.
Mim,
Mim, Waw, Ha,
Ha,
yeah.
It does everything.
Yes.
So
remember, one group, if you remember, the rest are there, okay?
Yeah.
So inshallah. So what is the rule? The rule is this.
We don't read.
That if you meet, if you have, I mean, if you have one of the Shamsi letters after Aleph and Lam, you don't have to read that Lam. You have to skip that Lam. Eat it, okay?
Eat.
If you have Qamari letters or the moon letters, you have to...
vomit.
Put... a sukun on the top of lam, okay? You have to pronounce it. You don't have to skip it, okay?
Yeah.
So, one more thing. How should, sometimes you forget. How should I guess? Yes.
But if we have Alif Lam and we have Tashdeed, it's...
Tashdeed on the top of the the letter after Alif Lam.
Yeah, it's Shamsi. And if we don't have Tashdeed...
And we have a Sukun on Lam.
And Sukun on Lam, it will be Qamari.
Yeah. So great. So Suratul Takweer. Suratul Takweer. Suratul Takweer it is. So ties from the Shamsi letters, yeah? I skip that Lam. Suratul Takweer, I don't say.
I'm reading.
Suratul Takweer. All right, Minhal Hussain?
Yeah.
Okay. So Surah At-Takwir, recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
So Surah At-Takwir, inshallah, we will practice the Shamsi letters and... Qamari letters, or the sun letters and the moon letters. Remember that, inshallah, when we practice this, as we practice Muhammad Yahya and Mahdi, as we practice these groups of letters, okay? This rule, inshallah, I will tell you the other topic that I told you, yes?
Yeah.
How to improve our reading.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So Surah At-Takwir is there. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Let's practice. Yeah, one by one. Okay.
Qalbun bil haqq ta'allaq wa bi gharih ra'a ta'allaq yabki yas'alu khaliqahu fa ataahu al wahy fa ashraq. Iqra iqra.
Let's recite the Quran.
Iqra. بسم ربك الذي خلق.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Okay. بالله من الشيطان. شين after ألف لام. الشيطان. ال شيطان it is, yes.
It's not ال شي. ال ب.
Yeah. So ألف لام. Then we have شين. Is it شمسي letter or قمري?
It's شمسي.
شمسي. So مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. You don't say مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So once again. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
Okay, page 586. 586. Surah At-Takwir. Chapter or Juz 30 of the Quran.
إِذَا
الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Yes?
Yeah.
Abdul Basit has a good recital.
I have read the surah, not the whole, like till 19 with Abdul Basit.
Oh, okay. So,
with Abdul Basit.
Do you know how to recite?
Yes.
That's great. We'll use from you. Okay, we'll listen to you, inshallah. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay. Idha, then we have Alif Lam. Then we have Sheen. So Sheen is the sun letter.
Yeah.
So you have to skip that lam. Idha, you have to connect idha, the with Sheen.
Idha shamsu kuwirat. Idha shamsu kuwirat.
Okay. Wa idha alif lam, then noon. Noon is again from sun letters. You have to join, connect idha with noon.
وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ
أحسن وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَام then جيم. Is جيم from the sun letters?
No.
The moon letters, right, Minhal? Okay. So we have to pronounce that لام. أحسن. You have to connect إِذَا with لام.
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ
ما شاء الله وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَمْ then عَيْن عَيْن is from the moon letters. So you have to pronounce that long.
Sir, sun letter... No, day letters and night letters. This is from night.
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ
أحسنت. Next one. وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَامْ
وَاوْ. And wow is from
moon letters. Yes. Letters. Okay, how do you say it, Min Halasain? وَإِذَا إِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ
وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ
أحسن. وَإِذَا next ayah ألف لام and ba. Ba again from the moon letters.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ
أحسنت. Next ayah وَإِذَا ألف لام نون sun letter
sun sun day letter
oh yeah
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ
I told you if you forgot okay look at the noon if it has a tashdid that's the sun letter so how do you say it
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ
أحسنت. Next ayah وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَام
ميم is from moon letter
ميم from moon letter moon letter ميم moon, moon letter okay understood
yes
okay So, وَإِذَا
الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ
أحسن So, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ
أحسن
Sir, this is sun letter.
Which one?
Jesus.
Yeah, wait, that's Alif Lam Sad. So one by one, I will ask you, okay? So Min Hal Hussein, you said that's okay. It is sun letter, okay? After this, don't say I will ask you, okay?
Okay.
Let me see who has memorized them. So وَإِذَا Alif Lam Sad. Sad is from the
sun letter.
Sun letter. Dad, brother of Sad, the twin brother is as
yes,
well.
Yes, it's also yeah. from sun.
Yeah,
but it has one. But it has one dot.
You don't say walal dalin. Walal no. Walal dalin. Right. So,
وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ
وَإِذَا
الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ
أحسن. وَإِذَا أَلِفْ لَام then sin we have right.
Yeah.
Sin is from sun letter. Twin brother of Sheen.
You were asking.
Okay, that's okay, no problem. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُنْشِطَتْ
وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُنْشِطَتْ
أحسن. Let's recite a salawat. After salawat, we will come back. But before salawat, we will give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network.
And Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari.
Especially the students. رسالة صلوات we will be back إن شاء الله
اللهم صل على محمد
وآل
محمد
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication. Imam alayhi salam says, إِلَهِ لَوْ قَرَنْتَنِي بِالْأَصْفَادِ وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيِّبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِحِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكَ وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. O Allah, if I had been tied with chains, if I had been cut off from your stream of bounties in the presence of people, and if the people were all witness to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, and if I was ordered to proceed to hell, and if you set a barrier between me and the pious people, even then I would not cease to have hope. And even then, it would not stop me from expecting your pardon, and it would not take away your love from my heart. My dear listeners, earlier in the previous episode, we concluded that among the ways a wayfarer might have in reaching Allah, in establishing his relation with Allah, the love of Allah is the most efficient of them. Imam alayhi salam says, La kharaja hubbuka min qalbi. This path, this connection is so strong that it cannot be cut off by these happenings, by these events. In this regard, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, in the supplication of Arafah, blind is the eye which does not see you watchful over itself, and the bargain of a servant for whom you have not allotted a share from your love is in loss. One more point we need to consider when we are discussing the concept of love of Allah in supplications is the fact that it has appeared in some traditions that belief is also nothing but love. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, belief or iman is love and hatred altogether. Or it is also reported from Imam Baqir alayhi salam to say, religion is the love and love is the religion.
Ramadan, رمضان رمضان رمضان
The ocean of dua.
Why is it that our imams consider religion as love? Let me approach this topic from this perspective. If worship, if our servitude is out of love, eagerness and yearning, then there is no sweetness, there is no pleasure above it. Imam Zainul Abidin says, O Allah, how pleasant is the taste of your love, and how sweet is the drink of your proximity. Imam Zainul Abidin is among those who had tasted the sweetness of love and remembrance of the Lord. And of course, this love is not something which occurs to some people at times and goes away at other times. This sweetness and pleasure only dwells in the hearts of awliyaullah, the friends of Allah. And when this kind of love settles in the heart of a person, then such a heart is the one inhabited by the love of Allah. And Allah shall never punish such a heart. That is why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, O Allah, ilahi law qarantani bil asfad, if you had tied me with chains, if you had cut me off from your stream of bounties in the eyes of people, وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ. And he continues, and if all these happens to me, Imam says, مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِ مِنْكَ وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِ. I would not lose hope, I would not stop from expecting your pardon, and this will not take away your love from my heart, because this love is permanent. It is not such as those mundane loves that sometimes is and sometimes there isn't. Imam Ali alayhi salam says regarding this established state of the divine love, by your might, O my master, even if you drive me away, I will not leave your door, and I will not cease to compliment you because of what I have come to know of your generosity and kindness. This is one of the most beautiful expressions describing this love, describing the profundity of this love, describing how this love is abiding in the hearts of awliyaullah. So when someone experiences the taste of such a love and the pleasure of intimacy with Allah, he would not prefer anything over him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته
وكل خطيئة أخطأتها.
O Lord, in this night, which is better than 1,000 months, let the best of your servants act as beacons of light and guidance, preventing us from going astray.
Start. Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the Youth Station. I'm your host, Zainab Askari, and I have with me Zainab Sadat. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Could you tell us more about yourself?
Well, I'm Zainab Sadat, as I said, and I am 20 years old. I have studied English at university. I have my BA in English Language and Literature and my MA in Teaching English as a Foreign Language. However, I am highly interested in religious topics, and that is one of my interested fields.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm really happy to be here today discussing you about religious issues.
Thank you for being my co-host. And today,
you're welcome.
Do you ever have this, energy, a bad energy towards someone? Like, you have this intuition that this person is a, you have some negative thoughts towards him, and you don't think good about that person. And whenever that person, you get some, negative vibes from someone, and then you start thinking bad about that person without the fact that that person did something bad to you, like you are pessimist about someone.
Yes, definitely. That has happened to most of us, I guess.
Yeah.
Because,
do you think we are all the time only pessimists or all the time only optimists? Or do you think we are both of them?
Well, I think such a question highly depends on the situation.
Okay.
You know, there are situations when you must be pessimistic or optimistic as well. And however, in meeting new people, I try my best, at least, to be optimistic at the very first place.
Meeting.
Yes. Okay. And then after communication and after just getting to know that person, then decide how to treat with that person or how to, deal with him or her.
That's what you think about that person, basically.
I try to wait for a while before getting pessimistic or optimistic. But of course, you're right. And giving vibes from a person, which positive or negative vibes, is
one of the reasons what we think about others.
Yes, it's quite natural to have the first impression from the person you're just meeting and talking to.
And so, let me ask you, what are